If it seems like you've seen fewer taverns across the state, it turns out you might be onto something.
According to the state's Tavern League, Wisconsin has lost thousands of its taverns since the 1990s.
Our next guest recently explored how this trend is playing out in rural parts of the state and spent some time looking at the decline of taverns in Marshfield.
Ryan Weichelt is an associate professor of geography at UW-Eau Claire. His recent piece for WisConText is titled "The Bygone Era of Marshfield's Rural Taverns." He spoke with Central Time producer Rachel Vasquez.
Well, I want to start with the numbers. What have we seen in terms of how many rural taverns we've lost across the state?
Well, the best numbers I could find were from the Tavern League of Wisconsin. And in an article they had written in the mid-1990s, there were about 15,000 taverns in Wisconsin. And by 2016, that number has dropped to nearly 11,000 across the state.
And you look specifically at what this trend has looked like in Marshfield. And it sounds like you saw that kind of on the local level, too, right?
Yeah, that place, the reason I picked Marshfield was a place I grew up, and I remember seeing these taverns dotting across the landscape. I was kind of a little too young, but I remember my brother and sister would go up the road to one of the local taverns to get candy. It was the only place they could go. So I sort of noticed the derelict landscape as we're kind of driving around visiting family members, and kind of popped in my head what the heck was going on.
And it wasn't always taverns in Marshfield. In the early days, it sounds like there were grain mills. And these grain mills were kind of in part working grain mill, in part local bar.
Yeah, I mean, Marshfield sort of developed, the city itself developed with manufacturing and really took off with the advent of the railroad going through the central part of the state known as the Hub City. But the other industry that was around that was mainly German background that were farmers. And as time had gone on, these grain mills had sort of developed for the farmers to take their products, and eventually, there would be a bar attached to it. My grandpa telling me stories about when he'd take that stuff up and they'd have a beer, and that's how he got to talk to a lot of people.
Yeah, and then fast forward to the end of the 1900s, and you say close to three quarters of those were closed. We'll dig a little bit deeper into the specifics, but broadly, what led to all the closures of these taverns?
Yeah, I think just in terms of talking, it was a fun research product. It was really difficult to find specific information about that, so I just went right to the source. Former tavern owners and older persons sitting around some of the bars were some of the best information I could find, and they were telling me from the 1960s, 70s, and it really increased in the 1980s and 1990s, were the decline of these taverns in the rural areas, and much of the information they talked about were the increase in costs. And two other big things were when Wisconsin changed its drinking age from, it went from 18 to 19 and then 21 in 1988. That hurt a lot of people going into these places. And at that same time, changes in, as time went on with drunk driving laws really started impacting some of these rural taverns. It wasn't as easy for people to drive back and forth as they had in the past.
Right. And you get into a couple other specific reasons that could account for this trend. One of them being the changes in the agriculture industry in the area. Can you walk us through that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like I said before, this is a predominantly German area, and dairy farming is the big industry. I know Marshall itself one time had a number of cold storage places and ice cream, cheese factories dotted the landscapes associated with that. By the 1980s and 1990s, specifically with the big boom in economic time in the 1990s, many of the farmers were getting older. They were getting close to retiring. And as the Marshfield Clinic grew, there was a lot more money for people to start moving into the rural landscape. And farmers that were either done farming or going to retire or found that it was too expensive to keep going, a lot of them were selling their land off. And so the farming industry, which is still there, it's just not as prominent as it was in the past, certainly impacted those people that were kind of more connected to the landscape, and they were less likely to go to these rural taverns in lieu of going into town.
And a part of it, too, that you talk about in your piece is the shrinking number of farmhands that were working on these farms. Is that right?
Yeah. As a lot of these things started closing down, these farmhands, my grandfather himself would have had two or three people that would work his farm and work other types of farms. As those started closing, there just weren't as many farmhands around. And these farmhands typically would go to these local rural taverns to get a drink and talk with other people as well. So those things all kind of combined as a whole of decreasing the agricultural industry in the rural areas, and at the same time, those taverns had to follow suit because they weren't making as much money.
We're talking to Ryan Weichelt of UW-Eau Claire about a piece he wrote looking at the decline of rural taverns in Marshfield. You can find that piece online at wiscondex.org. And Ryan, you also say that urbanization is part of this. How does urbanization play a role?
Yeah, again, as you know, the big change in Marshfield really was the growth of the Marshfield Clinic over time, and a lot of that transitioning from manufacturing and agriculture to more service-based. They had a lot more money, and if you actually look at the population of Marshfield, sort of saw slow increases, and by around 2010, we've actually seen a decrease in the city itself, but an increase in the population in the rural areas as there was more money, desires to build more houses, and that type of stuff. It really started changing the rural landscape as a whole.
You mentioned also tougher drunk driving laws and raising the age, the legal drinking age to 21. That surprised me a little bit. Why did that have an impact on rural taverns?
Yeah, I mean, in one sense, I guess it was, you can make an argument it was a good thing the drunk driving laws came into effect. I remember talking to people, it was pretty common on a weekend for people to go to supper clubs or go to 3, 4, 5 of these bars in one evening out in the rural areas. They just drive from one place to another. I remember my grandparents telling stories about going to different places, doing polka dancing and those types of stuff. It was pretty common to kind of hop from one place to another. So for those particular individuals, when drunk driving laws were, you know, stricter, you didn't want to get caught, so therefore you didn't want to drive as much to these different places. And then as the youth started not going to the bars between 18 and 21, when those laws were changed in the late 1980s, people I talked to in Marshfield especially saw a more increase of people coming into Marshfield because it was cooler for the young people to go hang out with other young people than hanging out in these rural places that were generally older people. So
I want to key in on something you said, that maybe some people would think that this is a good thing. Maybe the decline of rural taverns reflects a culture that's moving away from alcohol. But you also say that it's not necessarily that people are drinking less, they're just drinking differently, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting thing. I don't want to say it was a good thing these things all closed down, it was people's livelihoods and stuff like that. But needless to say, we know in the pieces that you've been running have certainly illustrated alcohol is an important part of Wisconsin culture and continues to play a role in Wisconsin's history. I have talked to some of the rural purveyors that are still working, and someone emailed me pretty close saying we're doing really well. I just want to let you know there's still places to go in the rural areas. But I know as these things have decreased, people have decided in these communities that are developing in these subdivisions, those themselves become sort of these local watering holes that, you know, people bring beer and hang out in people's basements and watch the Packer games and do all the other fun type of stuff. So it's kind of an interesting trend that has taken place.
And you mentioned, obviously, this was certain people's livelihoods. I wonder what else you think we lose when we lose rural taverns.
I mean, you do kind of leave, those that have experience, and many Wisconsinites can certainly attribute to this, you sort of lose a piece of that history, that connection. Specifically, you know, this is before social media. This is the one way that a lot of people said how they got to know what their neighbors were doing. You know, it's personal connections and stories, talking to farmers, understanding what the conditions are in different places. You kind of lose that sense of community. And I think a lot of the rural areas across the United States have certainly felt that impact of, you know, kind of losing attachment to the land itself, in lieu of sort of new modern types of techniques. So the rural landscape maybe isn't as connected as it maybe had been in the past. And I think these taverns played an important role of connecting people in those areas.
Do we know if this trend of less and less rural taverns, does it continue today?
I'm not going to lie, I haven't really looked at many other places across the state of Wisconsin, but having driven across many different things and doing other types of research, they just don't seem to be as popular as they had in the past. And I think you can pretty much, most people would probably agree there's less rural taverns than there were in the past and many other places.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you so much.
That was Central Time producer Rachel Vasquez speaking with Ryan Weichelt of UW Eau Claire about the decline of rural taverns in the Marshfield area. You can find Ryan's article online at wiscontext.org.